Hello everyone, welcome to another review. So today I will be reviewing the phone that I've been using for a good 3 to 4 months now, which is the Google Pixel 6. I moved over from iPhone 13 to the Google Pixel 6. I've kind of always been interested in the design of the Google Pixel 6 with the camera bar on the back and the split colors and stuff like that. I just always thought it looked unique. It looked bigger than an iPhone. The screen is a bit bigger than the iPhone, but it doesn't really feel much bigger when you had them next to each other. And then also in hand use, it doesn't feel overly bigger. If anything, it feels smaller than it looks, if that makes any sense. Like, I can easily navigate this phone with one hand, and I'm a pretty short person. Like, for me, the iPhone normal size 6.1 inch screen was just about big enough. This is a 6.4 inch screen, but I feel like I can navigate this screen better with one hand than I did with the iPhone, which is weird. Maybe it's something to do with it's kind of narrower, only ever so slightly. But yeah, it's just really weird. But anyway, I moved to Google Pixel 6 because I heard this phone was running off the first ever Google chip, the Tensor chip, which Google produced themselves and are now running in the phones since the Google Pixel 6, which is only the 6A. 6A come out very recently. And the Google Pixel 7 will be coming out later on this year. But it's also quite a bit cheaper than the iPhone. The only thing what was really putting me off moving over to the Google Pixel 6 was it was run by Android. And as people who know me, I've used iPhones for pretty much the last 10 years or so. I've only gone off them for a couple of months here and there over the last couple of years because I just wanted to test out more phones and try out more phones and try and, you know, see if I can get cheap options or alternatives elsewhere. So that's the only reason why I've moved from iPhones, was just to try different models, different makes, just to see if a cheaper alternative could be found. And then I always just end up going back to iPhone anyway. But with the Google Pixel 6 so far, I genuinely believe this is a direct competitor to the iPhone. I think it runs nice. I think it runs nice and smooth. I think the apps work 95% of the time, works perfectly well on this phone. I only say 95% of the time because it still is Android, and Android accommodate to like hundreds, if not thousands, of handsets a year. Whereas on iPhone, they only accommodate for 4 handsets a year. So it's a very small number, which means that the apps can focus on making them ones pristine because it's only a couple handsets that they have to accommodate to. But for, obviously, Android, they can't accommodate to everyone because they'll be, basically, the apps companies will be there for months on end trying to, you know, make every single handset have a perfect version of the app, but they can only do as well as they can. And on the Google Pixel 6, I think they work a lot better than they do on other Android handsets that I've tried. Basically, Samsung. It's not the best handset I've ever owned. I still genuinely believe the Samsung Z Flip 3 is the best handset I've ever owned. I do regret getting rid of it now and then. Not all the time, because it was a bit of a pain to constantly keep flipping open just to reply. If they had a reply option on the screen on the front of the phone, I know it's not a very big screen, but if you could have, like, you know, a quick reply or something on there, then it would have made that phone pretty much perfect, in my opinion. But Google Pixel 6, like I said, is moved to its own chipset, which it's gone away from the Snapdragon chips and stuff like that. So this is its own chipset, which kind of give me the Apple vibes, because Apple, obviously, they do their own chipsets. And I think that's what makes their phones stand out a lot, because they run so smooth, so perfect. And people obviously love them. But I think it's because they have their own chipsets and they can monitor what they do with them chips. They can obviously update the chips to their own ways, so they can see how well they perform over time and then elaborate on them situations. And I think that's why Apple handsets get better and better pretty much every couple years. I don't say they get better every year, because let's be honest, every year they bring out a new handset and it's only usually minor tweaks. It's usually every 2 years they bring out like some new massive spec to their phone. So yeah, but we're not here to talk about Apple. I'm here to talk about Google Pixel 6. So, like I said, I've had this phone for a couple months now. I moved to it because, one, the chipset. I thought, because it's not running off Snapdragon, which is what pretty much every other Android phone runs off, I just thought there may be an element to that, that it would run at its own, at its own pace, at its own freestanding, shall we say. So I wanted to give that a try. And then the camera setup looked pretty cool on it. There's this editing software on there called the Magic Eraser, which I really wanted to try out. And to be honest, it is fantastic. Doesn't work 100% all the time, but if you keep giving it a go, like, there's times when you use it, you'll take a picture. It could be something in the background, like a road sign, like just some person just stood there. Could be like, I don't know, like a tree or something you want to get rid of in the picture. All you need to do is go on the Magic Eraser setting, circle it, and it'll basically uses the AI in the chipset to take the background colors and, like, basically computer generate it, so it, like, makes the background take over the object that you want. Like I said, sometimes it doesn't work fully first time. It may leave like a dark shadow, or just like some sort of blur, which is unnoticeable until you, like, look up close on it. But if I found, if you just circle that bit again, like the blur or the dark shadow, or just keep circling it, like, the phone will still keep doing its thing to try and do the best of its ability to blend it, the background, in to it. And I found it on the harder pitches. It does take like two or three goes, but it does work. It has worked for me. I've used it a couple of times now when posting onto my Instagram and stuff like that. I think it's like a really cool addition, and it really helps out for people who want, you know, like the picture perfect picture. I'm not one of them people that's like overly bothered by it. I've only ever used it like two or three times, mainly just to try it out. I've never really took a picture where I thought, oh, that person or that thing is spoiling this picture and I want to get rid of it. I've only ever done it, like I said, two or three times just to try it out, really. But it does work. It does work really well. And I can only see that improving over time with like software updates, maybe chip updates in future models. I think they could easily bring it into, say, like, it could be hard, but I think it could happen. They could bring that magic eraser into like video settings. So if you like obviously film something and then there's like a random object that appears in this video, they could try and work it into there. Who knows? I don't work for Google. This isn't sponsored or in any way, shape, or form. I actually bought this phone because it was a cheaper alternative to the iPhone, and I wanted to sell my iPhone to try and get a bit of cash back. That's the only reason why I got this phone. Otherwise, I still have my iPhone. But yeah, I genuinely like it anyway. I think it's one of the best alternatives to an iPhone. It's probably a direct competitor in a sense that it runs just as fast, just as smooth as an iPhone. The only differences are really is the cameras. We all know that iPhones have the best cameras in any smartphone, let's be honest. It doesn't matter if it's like a 5 or 6 year old iPhone. I still think the processing side of it through the Apple chipset makes them the best cameras on any smartphone. They may not actually be the best cameras if you put them side to side with every phone, but I think the processing side of stuff that the phone does turns it into the better picture qualities than other phones. But I mean, Google has some pretty cool picture processing. I don't really see much downsides to these cameras. I'm not a massive well, I say I'm not a massive photographer, but on my Instagram page that I do for photography, it's mainly done off my Canon camera. So I usually use that for my Instagram pictures. My phone pictures, I do post now and then, but like they're not massive compared to my Canon. But I don't really have much negativity to say about the phone or the camera, the software and stuff like that. The only real downside to the cameras, I will say, is that the selfie camera on the front, especially when taking a low light picture. So I tried taking a picture of me outside when I was stargazing one day. I just wanted to take a picture of myself, you know, just outside. Because it was quite a clear night, so I just thought I'd try out the low light pictures. But the only problem is it looks quite grainy in certain parts of the picture, whereas the iPhones, they seem to do a better job of low light pictures. I don't know what it is, maybe that's just the processing side of it again. I mean, it's not bad, but like you can definitely tell the difference. You could put side by side and then, you know, you could definitely tell which was taken on an iPhone, which was taken on a Google Pixel 6. But other than that, like, I genuinely don't have any qualms about this phone at all. Battery life is really good. I can get a full day easy. When I'm at home, I usually just stick it on charge anyway. I usually have a charging cable next to me wherever I sit. I usually, wherever I am in the house, I always have a charging cable somewhere nearby. So I'm pretty much always got it on charge most of the time anyway. Not all the time, just most of the time. I'm one of them that once my phone gets down to like 50%, I start to, you know, panic a little bit. Not to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I have to, like, you know, charge it up. But I just feel like, I don't know, I just get really weird. Once I see it go below 50%, I'm like, I don't like it. So I have to, I have to get it back up. But I've ran it right down before now. In fact, I did this quite recently the other day. I took it off charge at like 9 a.m. when I woke up. Sometimes I don't even charge it overnight. I charge it before I go to sleep and then leave it off charge when I'm asleep. And then when I wake up, it's still on like 96% or something. But this day I took it off charge at 9 a.m. I went about my day, went out and about to different places. I was on my phone quite a bit. I like to reply to people whenever I can on my TikTok, my Instagram, Snapchat, Messenger, you name it. I'll try and reply to everyone. So I just went through my whole day, took some pictures, took some videos, you know, did all my stuff on my social medias, made a TikTok, whatever. Did all that, come back home. I left probably about 10:30 in the morning. Came back about 5 or 6 at night. My phone was still on like 40-odd%. So I just carried on, you know, I didn't charge it up or anything. Just carried it on as normal. Went to bed usually around the same time, like 10 o'clock at night, 10:30, whatever it was. You know, scrolled through my phone like everyone does at night. And then just before I went to sleep, at about 1 in the morning, 1:30, around about that time, my phone was on something like 12%. So it does last. I would say I'm probably a heavy user, especially on days off, because a lot of the times I do just sit around the house, either doing podcasts, doing Twitch, making TikToks, doing some YouTube shorts, contemplating doing YouTube videos, but I never get around to them. You know, I just procrastinate quite a lot during the day, so I just sit around most of the time. So I do like to scroll through my phone a lot and, you know, play around on social medias. So I would say I'm quite a heavy user in that sense. When I'm in work, I just usually put my phone on silent or something and just keep it locked away. So I don't really go on it too much. But when I'm off, I definitely am on it pretty much 90% of my time that I'm off. So in that sense, I would say the battery does last quite a while. It seems to hold up better than what my iPhone did, because I used to do the same stuff on my iPhone. But the iPhone does tend to run down quite a bit after you get past a certain point. It seems to just drop a lot lower and quickly. So in that sense, I would say the Google Pixel 6 has a better battery life. It could just be me, though. It could just be the way I use my phone. Other people out there who've done reviews and whatnot, it may be different for them. Other than that, that is basically it. Like, it has quick charge, it has wireless charging, it has monthly updates. Not Android updates, but like Google updates. So like Google send out its own like security or just software updates really every month, usually the beginning of the month. So the August one should be coming anytime soon really, like either today, tomorrow. I haven't had mine yet for August, but what it does is just like they usually just update certain aspects to the phone, usually to do with like battery or camera. Sometimes it's to do with the security side of things, but like they send out a few things every month, so it's always like a constant update, which is nice to see. It's nice to, you know, see it happen. It's nice to see that Google are constantly trying to update features on the already existing phone. I believe this still goes on with the older Pixel phones as well. So it's obviously not just because it's their own chipset, but I think there might be more updates surrounding the chip and the software side of things that way on the Google Pixel 6. Because it's their own chipset and they just want to, you know, make sure that the chip is pretty much running to the best of its ability. But like I said, I feel like this chip is going to be in a lot of phones to come for the next couple of years for Google. I know the second generation of this chipset is going in the Google Pixel 7. So it'll be interesting to see what tweaks they've done there with the CPUs and stuff like that. I probably won't get the Google Pixel 7 unless, I don't know, like I somehow get my hands on one to test it out. But I'm not like, you know, going out there to try and get one, because I'll just stick with the Google Pixel 6 for now. I know the 6A's just come out, and the only real differences to the 6A to the 6 that I believe is there's no Magic Eraser software on the Google 6A. And it's a lower refresh rate for the screen. The Google Pixel 6 is up to 120 hertz refresh rate on the screen. Like me personally, I don't really notice stuff like that because I'm constantly always on a phone anyway. And because the chipset in an iPhone is so smooth, like it doesn't really lag on the screen anyway. So I never really got the whole refresh rate. I think if you showed me an older Android phone and compared it to this, then maybe I'd notice it, because I've seen videos where they compare them and stuff, and you can tell like slower refresh rates on the screens and stuff. But for me, the last couple of years, I've never really noticed switching between handsets, like different refresh rates and whatnot. It's just one of them things. It's a phone at the end of the day. You just use it. But other than that, that is pretty much it. Like, I would recommend the Google Pixel 6 to anyone who's looking for a cheaper alternative to an iPhone. Like, it's not much, much cheaper, but it is a couple hundred pound cheaper here in the UK anyway. I believe you can get it on offers at some points, whenever there's offers going, especially on the Amazon Prime Day. I believe they were doing the Google Pixel 6 with, I think it was an Amazon Echo, and that was only like £650 for the two. It only comes in two sizes, 128 gig or 256 gig. So you may have to invest in the Samsung in the Google Cloud. But I think that's only like £2 a month. Kind of similar to Apple in that sense. That was only £2.49 a month for extra terabyte storage. So it's not that bad or that different in many ways. It's just a nice alternative to an iPhone. And it's also a nice alternative to other Android phones that are out there. Because this is, like I said, run on its own chipset. So it's like a better experience overall. But other than that, I cannot really fault it. I've not really thought about... Usually with me, I'm a massive techie, so I like to think about getting my hands on different phones and trying them out. I like to think about getting my hands on any different tech to try it out. But so far, I haven't really thought about, you know, wanting to get a different phone to test out. I'm quite happy with this one. I'm just happy just, you know, having this. Maybe when the iPhone 14 comes out, if there's a radical change in that, then maybe I might pop back to iPhones. But for now, I am perfectly happy with Google. I'm perfectly happy sticking with Google Pixel 6. If the Pixel 7 is completely different or seems completely different to the 6, then who knows, if I get a bit of money later on this year or whatever, or I sell this phone and then try and get the 7, I might do that. But I, for now, I'm not even contemplating doing that. I'm quite happy just sticking with this phone, which is a change for me because, like I said, I usually only get like 2 or 3 months into a phone and then I'm like, always wanted to swap over. I did it all the time with iPhones. I used to get an iPhone and then a couple months later I'd want to, like, you know, swap to a Samsung or something, but like I never did because everyone in my family is on Apple, so it's like in the Apple ecosystem and all that stuff, so I just never did. I only did it twice in the last 3 or 4 years, and that was to go to a Samsung S10 Plus or the Samsung Z Flip 3. But it was because Samsung emailed me and gave me like really good offers at the time on them phones. So yeah, it's just one of them things. But for now, yeah, Google Pixel 6. I'd highly recommend it if you're looking to like an alternative to an iPhone, or even if you're just on Samsung and just getting, I don't know, like a bit fed up or bored of the same old, I would recommend checking out Google Pixel 6. Or in fact, if you wanted something just a little bit cheaper than the 6 and it has all the same, pretty much the same qualities as the 6, I'd look at the 6A. I think the only thing you don't get on the 6A is the wide lens camera, which I don't have on this one anyway because, oh no, I don't have the macro lens, which is on the Google 6 Pro, I believe, or 6 Plus. I don't know what they call it. But yeah, the 6A has all the pretty much the same stuff. So if that's what you want, then I'd recommend it. But thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you'll be back with more reviews. I just wanted to do this one because I've had it for a few months now and I haven't really spoke about it. So hopefully you all enjoyed it. Please give me feedback. Let me know what you think if you have the Google Pixel 6 or the 6A. Until next time, I will speak to you very, very soon.